Creatives with AI podcast, the spiritual home of creatives curious about AI and its role in their future.
Hello, welcome to Creatives with AI. I'm your host, David. And on today's show, we've got something a little bit different. And I just wanted to give a bit of an intro before we get started. Last week, I was at the Podcast Awards. I did loads of sort of on-the-spot interviews with different people around the show, some people I know, some people I don't. And I wanted to get a feel from the creatives at the show, what they felt about AI, were they using it, and how they thought it might impact the industry in the future. And so that's what today's episode is. So I've split it up into essentially three questions, which is just introduce yourself, tell us who you are, where you work, and then are you using AI in your daily life and in your work? And if so, what are you doing with it? And then the last question was just, where do you see AI going in the next sort of several years, 3 to 5 years, that kind of thing. We did loads of interviews and I've taken the best ones and just pulled them together into just one single show. So that's how it's broken up. So it's just everybody introducing themselves and then we go into the first question and the second question. So hopefully you'll enjoy this. It was a really interesting selection of people and I tried to get a wide variety of opinions as well. But there we go. So next week we'll be back to sort of the more normal interview format that we've done in the past, but let me know if you like this format and if you like me sort of getting away from the computer and actually going out and talking to people in person and doing more of this style thing, or if you prefer the interview bit. I'm just curious to know what you guys think and let me know. The best place is probably LinkedIn. That's where we do most of our activity. So anyway, enough chat, on with the show. Well, hello everybody. We're here with
Mike Russell.
And Isabella Russell.
And what do you do?
I am originally an audio producer and then a podcast producer, audio guy, and now I'm an AI guy. I think I'm real. I don't know.
I'm business brains, I guess, behind Music Radio Creative. We are the largest professional voiceover agency. We edit podcasts and we also create amazing intros and outros and everything in between, I guess.
And for everybody out there, they did all of the sound engineering for the podcast for me in the beginning and the trailer that you hear at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show as well. So they're well known and friendly to the podcast.
My name is Kendall Brightman and I am the community manager at Riverside FM.
And can you give us your name and what you do?
I'm Matt and I'm a podcast producer in easy, simple terms.
Excellent. Hey, you ready? Tell us your name and what you do.
Oh, so my name is Jai Williams. Yeah. We're Voice of Sound Recording Studio in Soho. And we provide a one-stop shop for recording, editing for broadcast, podcasts, and theater, film, and radio.
Brilliant. And so tell us your name and what you do.
I'm Zara. I'm the founder of Chopperty. We do AI video editing for short videos.
So tell us your name and what you do.
My name is Fiona Fraser. I'm director of Pow PR.
Okay, can you tell us your name and what you do?
Yeah, sure. My name's Katie. I'm a general freelancer in audio, but I'm here today because I work for the Radio Academy, which is a UK charity for the whole of the audio and radio industry.
Right. Hello, can you tell us your name and what you do?
Yeah, sure. I'm Frank. I work at Spreaker. I mainly work with advertisers. I mean, I help them invest their dollars wisely into podcast advertising.
Okay, so can you introduce yourselves, please, and tell us what you do?
I'm Sangeeta Pillai. I run Masala Podcast, which is the top South Asian feminist podcast. I'm also a governor of the Podcast Academy, which is why I'm here with Michelle. So that's what I do.
Brilliant.
I'm Michelle Kamm. I'm executive director of the Podcast Academy, which is a membership organization, and we do the Ambi Awards.
Excellent. Brilliant. Can you guys, I'm just going around today and just asking people how they're using AI in their businesses. Mm-hmm. I don't know who wants to go first.
I'll go first. I'm really excited. So do you know what? My favorite use of AI, actually on this stand, is this. So look at this. We do beautiful merch with AI. So this is Midjourney, and I absolutely love Midjourney. If you go to our website, actually, every single image in there is from Midjourney, and people always comment and say, oh my gosh, who designed it? And I'm like, me. Surely it counts if I'm the prompt engineer behind it. So yeah, I love it. So Midjourney for me is a must. I use it all the time. And I'm very proud to say I don't use ChatGPT for prompt engineering. I do it myself. There you go. There you go.
And for me, I'm using AI in a multitude of ways. I love voice cloning. So I've cloned my voice with 11 labs. I'm also thinking that I'd like to make a synthetic avatar of myself. I actually teach it on my channel, Creator Magic. I delve into the tools that content creators can use. And it's just a really exciting space. Just like Isabella, I use Midjourney for thumbnail design. So I'll make something in Midjourney, then I'll do a face swap and put my face on the thumbnail. And then I use a bit of Adobe Express to do the text and things like that. So just any tool. And I love things that are new and shiny. So I'm always looking for the next exciting AI tool.
Brilliant. And Kendall, do you use AI regularly?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Almost daily. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so because I'm using Riverside, we have a ton of AI tools built into it. So I'm using AI almost daily, whether it's recording, transcripts, show notes, everything like that.
And what do you find, what do you like the most about it?
I like the most about AI is that you're able to do a lot more in less time. So you're able to really like streamline what you're doing and also kind of offload what you don't want to do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I love about AI.
And what do you not like about it?
I think the thing that I don't like about AI is that I think that sometimes it's missing a human factor in the way that if I ask it to make something like a social post, it'll say something like, level up your social posts with, yeah, you know, and it can be a little bit robotic. I know you can train them to speak more in your voice, but I think that that takes a little bit of time in the beginning to really pay off later. Yeah. You know, you have to train it.
Yeah.
That can take time.
That's true.
Yeah. And so when you're trying to streamline something, when you love AI because it streamlines your time, the idea of training it can feel counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair enough. Excellent. And do you use AI at all in your workflow?
Yeah. Well, every day, everything, every step of the way I'm using AI. I'm using AI to help devise scripts, work out lines of questioning. I use AI to do research. I use tools like Perplexity to allow me to get real-time information. Recording, not using AI, although you could say that using some of the teleprompter functionality, that has AI in it. And then post-production, I'm using audio restoration tools all the time. I'm using editing supporting tools like Autopod that help me change camera angles. It uses workflows to help create social content as well. And then, yeah, show notes and aggregating data after it. Yeah. All of it.
All of it, like me. I use all of it, everything I can use.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And do you use AI in that workflow at all?
Not at the moment. We receive AI when we're doing documentaries, when they do the placeholders where the narration is going to go. Some of that's AI, and then it gets replaced.
Okay.
For us, I mean, AI voicing is as you well know, is a very contested area at the moment.
Yeah.
We've had to turn some work away because I think that we will lose voice artists. They won't work with us if we do it. But otherwise, I think some tools, audio cleaning, audio prepping, some of the AI tools that are going to come in for sound engineers are going to be fantastic to allow us to our workflow to be faster. And some of those tools I will use for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's going to help a lot of people who maybe don't have the skill.
Yeah.
It's somebody just said in the last interview, going from 0 to 1.
Yeah.
And it's going to help the new people. But I think there's then getting 1 to 10 is a whole different thing where we still want the human touch.
Absolutely. I agree. I think AI is going to help anyone. The problem is how they use the AI. There's always a fear of someone that doesn't know what they're doing using AI. If you don't have the underground skills of editing and what you're creating, you still need the creative input from the professionals.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean to say that you can't do it yourself. Of course you can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think it's a great tool. It will be a great tool. So it makes some, I would say, a bit more engaging content.
Right.
I do believe that it will help people to make better content. It will, for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And so since you're doing AI editing, I assume you're using AI every day?
Using AI every day. More than I would like to be.
And how are you finding it? Is it... That's not what I want to ask. How are you using it? How do you use it in your work?
I don't actually use it directly in my work. I use it in my products.
but not directly in my work. Yeah.
So
that's not even true. I use a lot of ChatGPT so that I don't have to start from blank canvases. I find it really helpful also for reformulating how I've written things. I can speak in a really casual way, which can come across quite unprofessional in a lot of contexts. So I get ChatGPT to just tidy up and make things seem a little bit less, familiar.
Okay, that's a good use of it. And we were just talking a second ago and you said you had some pretty strong views on AI. So the microphone is yours.
I've actually had some conversations today, quite a lot of conversations around AI, especially the podcast show in London where we're at now. There are a lot of companies using AI to help podcasters create content. I work directly with an amazing content creation agency, and I know the difference between something that's been just created with AI and not. The way I see AI is it's a tool to assist. It's not the end result. So for me, my job is in PR. It's all about relationships. You physically cannot build relationships with AI. So any of the services that I see that are like outreach into this person, that person, it's spam. You see the email, you know it's AI, you delete the email. My email list is the lifeblood of my company, and I treat all of my emails that I send out with respect, or I wouldn't be here now. So I kind of think, like, just be careful, be conscious, definitely use to assist. Like, and I'm getting more and more into, look, I've got AI in all sorts of things, like around project management. Great, perfect. But when it comes to contacting people, when it comes to attracting people, just be aware of that, like, difference around it. Does it look fake or not? Because people do actually know the difference now.
Yeah. And it's good for workflow automation and those sorts of things right now. But yeah, the personal contact is not the best.
We know the difference as humans. The amount of signals we pick up. Now, I have part psychology degree, so I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But the signals we pick up from people is around their body language, the way they speak, the tone of their voice, just everything. We know instantly if something isn't right. And that is the thing with the content. And all the big platforms, they're starting to penalise people. They recognise this content and they're penalising it. So to be honest, as I've been told today by an expert, in their opinion, if you start to post content from AI, it just won't go anywhere. You'll get no traction at all. And you might even start to be penalised as an account. That's the word on the street. I don't know if that's true, but I just know that I would never use it to assist me to contact people, build relationships. I'll just use it to help free up my time as much as possible, so I can spend more time building relationships.
Brilliant. And do you use AI in your day-to-day job?
I don't think so. When I was just thinking about this, like, nothing sticks out to me, but I am aware and I have used software in the past that, like, is powered by AI, like Descript, for example, I've used to edit podcasts and stuff. It's not what my go-to software, but I'm definitely aware of it.
Okay. And like no ChatGPT or anything like that to sort of help with outlining or anything?
I don't use it in my work. I've used ChatGPT in my personal life, just like, especially when it was first coming out. It was like fun to play around with, but yeah, I don't really use it in work.
And what do you think? I mean, I know this is the Radio Academy. So what do you think the Academy? So I know you can't speak on behalf of the Academy. That's not really what I'm asking. But what's your impression of what people think about AI?
I think people think it's very scary. And we're kind of on the precipice of something. Like, we don't know where everything's going to go. At our Radio Academy Festival last year, we had a big speech from a great speaker. I can't remember his name right now, but you can cut that bit out. Who was talking about what AI can be and like what we can use it for in radio. And I think everyone was really excited about what he was saying because it's just like all new and shiny. But I can see how everyone can also find it scary. And like, is it going to take our jobs? Is it going to, I don't know, like diminish our skill set? Like, we don't need certain people for certain things anymore. Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's like a lot of mixed feelings about it at the minute.
Right. I think it's going to take some people's jobs and some parts of work, and it hopefully will free us up to do some of the more interesting stuff that humans can do, specifically because we're so creative and we're human.
Yeah, definitely. I was just talking to my colleague about this earlier. Like, it makes sense to use AI in some, like, to free us up for some of the, like, more mundane tasks, like, that no one enjoys. So I kind of, I get people using it for that, but I have issues when it comes to kind of using it for creative things. I was talking to somebody earlier who was like, oh, we can bash out an advert, like, we can produce a whole advert in 1 minute. And it's like, oh, that's great. But, like, it means that people aren't getting voiceover work, or, like, advert producers aren't getting that kind of work. So it's difficult in an industry that is we rely so much on freelancers to prop up the industry.
Yeah.
And when work dries up for those freelancers, I just wonder how things are going to go.
Yeah, me too. And do you use AI in your day-to-day job or in your life?
Well, not much, really. I just started using a little bit ChatGPT just to write emails for me, because I'm a bit lazy as a guy. That's it.
And how do you find it? Is it actually really helpful, or do you find that you have to just end up doing stuff yourself anyway?
Definitely helpful. I mean, I had the panel here at Podcast Show yesterday about programmatic, and honestly, I asked ChatGPT, can you write what should I say at the panel for me? And I just repeated exactly what ChatGPT said.
Excellent. And so you've got two different perspectives here, which is amazing. So how do you use, or do you use AI in your workflow? And how does that work for you?
So I tried using AI, the basic of ChatGPT, but I didn't really like it. So I'm a writer, fundamentally. Right. I identify as a writer. And I got sick of the 10th time it said deep dive into something. And I'm like, that is not what I sound like. And I take a lot of pride in what I write. So whether it's social media, whether it's a newsletter, whether it's podcast notes, whatever, you know. Yeah. So it didn't really measure up. And I tried doing the training your AI thing. That didn't work for me either. The problem, I think, with AI is it's very Western focused. So my podcast is a South Asian podcast, right? And we speak in English, but there's a thing called Hinglish, which is like between in Hindi and English. And we might say a certain thing a certain way. It's very difficult to train AI, which comes from the West, to try and, you know, do that. I'm hoping that there's some sort of Indian company that comes up with something. The other interaction I had with AI was... there was a translation software that used AI to translate. And last year, I was sitting in a panel exactly here at the podcast show, and someone said, oh, we've translated Spanish and Hindi and whatever, and they played it. At the end of that, they're like, oh, what did you think? And I put my hand up and I said, that Hindi is like Shakespearean English. Like, nobody speaks like that anymore.
Right.
Because your source is, whatever you've got it, is very old, decades old. But I think what's good, though, I've just had a conversation with somebody else. I forget their wonder something. And they do translations. And I heard the Hindi one. And that's a lot better. It's a lot more spoken. You know, how you speak is very different, right? And it's using language that's off now rather than 60 years old, you know.
It's kind of like Pi, because I don't know if you've used Pi. The AI tool.
No.
But the difference between Pi and say, like a ChatGPT.
Yes.
Is that Pi was trained using audio and video.
Yeah.
So it's the way it speaks is more like a human would speak instead of being trained on academic text.
Yes. That's so interesting. I didn't know that.
So it depends on the set that you used to train. So maybe that Hindi tool was used on training.
Yeah.
Like recordings and sort of thing that had been transcribed, and then you get the video and the audio, and you get the
kind of Wondercraft. I just remembered what the name
Wondercraft.
Of
okay, great.
That was a lot better. Yeah, that was a lot. I heard it and I was expecting it to be like, oh my god, here we go again. Yeah. But actually, it was really, really good. Brilliant. So that was good.
Brilliant. So I've used AI in a couple of different ways in terms of scheduling. So my email system sends me like, oh, you should follow up. Turns out I'm pretty good at that. So I'm usually like, oh, I've done that. But that's a nice prompt. I will sometimes use it if I have to write marketing copy, just as a prompt to say, okay, this is giving me some thoughts, and then I can write it. So it just kind of helps as a tool. That's the way I've mostly used it. And in terms of asking questions, it is good for academic texts. If you're like, what happened in the War of 1812? It can write you a nice summary. If I just need like a really quick answer on something like that.
Brilliant. just one more question, just quickly. Where do you think we're going to be in the next 5 years with AI and how it's going to impact the creative industries?
Do you know what? It actually scares me a little bit, because just think of how far we've gone over the past 2 years alone. 5 years seems like the whole decade in terms, well, actually 2-3 decades in terms of how fast AI is going. So my hope is that creativity will prevail, in the sense that we will still value the real human creations as much as we still do. And I hope that AI will just aid us, maybe make us a little bit faster at things, but won't replace us entirely. So,
yeah, I echo those thoughts, really. I think that AI is going to get better and better on an almost exponential curve. So we're going to see so much change, and we will question our existence, essentially, I believe. But what I hope we find as creators is meaning in what we do. As long as we can find something we're passionate about and talk about it and use AI to enhance our skills in ways we couldn't imagine, I think that's great. So if, for instance, I'm a bad graphic designer, now with Midjourney and guidance from AI, I can get better at that. And that is the cool thing about AI. I hope it stays that way. I don't know, though.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And where do you think we're going to be with AI in like the next 5 years or so?
I think that AI is going to be incorporated in a lot more things that people won't know. So something that I notice here is that people will say, I don't know, like, I don't know much about AI. I don't want to get into it very much, but I'd love to be able to get a transcript when I'm done recording.
Right.
You know, and they don't realize that that's AI. Or I'd love to be able to have show notes written for me. That's AI.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just going to be continuing to incorporate itself into things that you may or may not even notice that it's being incorporated into.
Yeah.
So we'll see it more and more.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kendall.
Yeah, of course.
And just one last quick question. Where do you think we're going to be in, say, 5 years?
Where are we going to be in 5 years? The tide is going to rise all ships when it comes to content creation. AI is going to allow people to go from 0 to 1 with minimal friction, like zero friction. There's going to be no excuse. The advent of B-roll technology, video generated by AI, is going to allow people to start that storytelling process really, really quickly. So I think in 5 years' time, it will be synonymous with the ideation process. It'll be synonymous with the production process. It will just become part of our tool. I liken it to spell checking, like Grammarly. Right. It's just integrated. People don't really worry, you know, computer or your phone tells you you've spelled that wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't go, oh, damn it. I want to do it myself right the first time every time. It's just going to be so integrated. There's going to be some people to push back, but I think in terms of starting content and creating ideas, it'll just help everyone get from 1 to 0.
Brilliant. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
And so where do you think we're going to be in the next, say, 5 years?
I don't think we're going to be as far forward as we think we are. I think in the same way that we all worried about computers from the analog era, I'm showing my age here, but I remember in the old days that we were like, oh, computers are going to change everything. They have sped things up. They made things better, you know, editing audio. You don't have to splice it with a razor blade anymore.
That's right.
But it hasn't removed the work. It still has to be done by a computer. It just means that sound engineers are now more computer-based than they are tape-based. And I think AI is going to be the same. I think it's going to be a good tool. I think it will replace some areas. I mean, we've already started to see e-learning.
Yeah.
You're starting to see that they're not using voice artists anymore. Yeah. So it will change that area. We'll see the sounds change a bit, but it's definitely not going to decimate it in the way I think everyone is fearing. I genuinely don't. No.
Like it. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
And where do you think we're going to be in 5 years?
I mean, I don't even know where we're going to be in 6 months, let alone in 5 years. Someone came by just before and said that currently in production globally, we're using about 1% of the tech that we have researched. In the next 5 years is when the next 99% is going to come out. If you think about how much things have changed in the last year, year and a half, I feel like 5 years is going to be crazy.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Brilliant. And where do you think we're going to be in the next 5 years?
I mean, next 5 years, I can't even imagine, because I feel that the last year has just been already, like, there's so much has happened. But what I do know, I feel, is that it's the more personal we can be, the better. That's going to actually be your superpower. So use AI to free yourself up to just be in person and having personable conversations, building relationships. Because I know everyone says about AI taking jobs, but for me, it just means I can actually do more of the work that I like doing and I'm good at, and like people actually care about and want from me.
Brilliant. Thanks, Fiona.
You're welcome.
And last question, where do you think we're going to be in, say, 5 years?
I think things will have like leveled out, hopefully. I think we're now in a period where it's kind of the Wild West. Like everyone's like, oh, let's use it for this, or let's try it out for this. And I think in 5 years, hopefully we will have kind of worked out when is like an appropriate and a good time to use AI in our work, and when is like, oh no, we should go with the human option like for this thing. And I think we will work it out as we go along, just like anything.
Brilliant. Thanks, Katie.
No worries. Thank you.
Excellent. And so where do you think maybe we're going to be with AI in the next 5 years?
I don't know. I just hope I won't lose my job, probably.
That's fair. Me too. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And so where do you think we're going to be in the next 5 years based on what we've seen? I mean, it's only been a year and it's been crazy. So any ideas where you think that might take us in the future?
So I think it's very important, I think, as we develop AI, to think about it rather than just go, right, AI, everything's AI. It's amazing. Because I just did a newsletter 2 weeks ago about the world's first ever AI beauty competition. I don't know if you saw that. So it's already taking, you know, women struggle. Like, this is what I talk about a lot, feminism, right? Every day we're told our bodies are not thin enough, not this enough, not that enough, right? And then you create an AI, basically a fake body. And now you're telling us to measure up to that. Like, that's really not cool. Yeah. And so there's that kind of stuff. And the models that are being used in a lot of advertising campaigns are AI. And it's unrealistic. So you're already adding, you know, I think 80% of kids under 12 think their bodies are not good enough. Yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
So imagine if we bring this into the world without really thinking about it. So I think what I'm saying is, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, whatever we develop, I don't know what that is. I'm not an AI expert. We need to think about it and use it to help us. What Michelle's saying, scheduling, maybe translation, stuff we don't really want to do, rather than say, all human beings are not going to be replaced by AI, you know, which is just rubbish, I think.
Have you seen the Dove ad, the recent?
Yes, I thought it was beautiful. And I talked about it and I thought it was wonderful. That's
such a good job.
Over that's what we
decade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sort of campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beauty, haven't
they? Absolutely. And they did a whole thing on AI. I think you saw that.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah. So that's where I think, I hope it goes.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm seeing AI come into the voice space for audiobooks and podcasts, of course. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what I'm starting to see is the negative side, how it can be used to recreate someone's voice and steal the voice also, but also be used in a nefarious manner, because you can now create what sounds like a phone call from you to get money, to talk you into doing something, to make a business transaction for you that was not asked for by you. So I do think it's a great tool, and I think that there are some positive uses for it, especially around accessibility. But I'm really nervous that we don't have good guidelines, and the way I'm seeing it used more and more often is in a way that is potentially harmful.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous, I guess I would say.
That's exactly what I am nervous as well.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like we've just, and we do this as human beings, anything new comes up, right, we're doing this now, everything old is gone and this is what we're doing. I just think we need to be thoughtful. We need to use it to help us, but not let it become our reality. You know, whether that's, you know, imitating people's voices and scamming people or making women feel bad about themselves. Okay. That's not cool.
Well, I agree. Thank you very much for your time.
Creatives with AI is a proud member of the AI Podcast Network.